Dustin, come on up. This is Dustin Dudley.
You know that's a joke.
Oh, this will make you louder. There you go. Hold it right in front of your mouth. There you go.
Okay, as Scott introduced me, I am Dustin Dudley, and my family has attended Grace Bible for almost 2 years. My family attends small group at Smedley and Janet Yates' home, and 1 week I used the events of small group to solidify my salvation in him. I attended small group for the usual reason, to pretend like I was paying attention and to get desserts. This night, I walked into the atrium and talked to the people I usually talk to, like normal. When we got into the living room, I sat in the corner and prepared myself for another boring lesson. It was not that the Bible was not interesting. It was just that I did not care at the appointed time. Of course, I did have Bible scares, rapture days, and other things, but I was wishing that God would just make me a believer, and I would not have to count the cost. In Luke 14:28-33, Jesus tells us that before becoming a believer, we should count the cost. I was not ready to do that. We sometimes begin small group with someone sharing their testimony. That night, Smelly asked Lee Thompson to share his. At that point in time, I had a terrible life. I had almost no friends at school and a terrible relationship with my family. When Lee talked about his life before he became a believer, it sounded familiar to mine. When he became a believer, his life changed. At that point, I did not know what to do. That night, I became convicted of my own sin. I knew that sin and the lie I was living would separate me forever from God. I needed to put my faith in trust in Christ's work on the cross. We broke into smaller groups where the men began to share among themselves. I listened. After a while, I told the men I wanted to become a believer. They didn't say anything at first, which I do not know if they were just stunned or wanted to see what would happen next. At that point, somebody asked me a couple questions about the gospel and my newfound faith. On the ride home, I commented on how great God was. I made comments about how amazing His creation is and His stars were. This is what I believe the gospel is to this day, and this is what I say to all who ask me. I believe that we are all sinners and that without Christ, we are useless and dead. We need Him. There is no hope for us to please God, no matter how many works we do. Even the people who seem perfect, their deeds are like filthy rags to Him. Isaiah 64:6. Those people will stand before God and He will say, I never knew you. Matthew 7:23. That is how big our sin is to God, and I believe that He died on the cross so we could be with Him.
Amen. Smart.
How old are you?
What? I'm 12.
Dustin is 12, and God loves to save young people, and that He would do that with all of our children. And just an encouragement to you. If God has saved you, share your testimony with people. Testify of God's goodness in your life through the gospel, because you have no idea who's listening. Do you? Let's baptize you. Come on.
Dustin, based upon your testimony of faith in Jesus Christ, it's my privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
He got it. He got it.
That was great. Here's your shoes.
He tried to fight the last 2 inches, and Steve worked hard to put him down, but...